The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.203 in the nation's capital. DOC and the young fella, Wesley, getting it done, cutting his teeth on national radio. That takes some chops, man. It does. And but you can't be scared. You got to go for it. And that's what I appreciate about it. And ain't nobody going to take it easy on you because it's like a frat thing, you know. Everybody wants to. But we're just talking. We're not changing the world, time, speed, no curing, no disabilities.
It ain't rocket science.
We're talking about how you win. That's it. And people do care. You know, I'm just so happy that people care. Because there are a lot of markets that people don't care. That's not our problem. That'll never be our problem. People care. And that's what makes it fun to work and to be a part of this, because there are people that this means a heck of a lot to. And I appreciate that. It's great, man. This time of the year, you know, I love it when people say it's slow. You think it's baseball is slow right now?
Not necessarily. We got the All-Star break coming up pretty soon.
Now, is it the All-Star break or the Home Run Derby that has you excited?
Wow, that's a great question. This year is the All-Star game. I'm not really hype on the participants for the Home Run Derby. I mean, I know James Wood is there, but overall.
So you needed the polar bear,
yes,
to be in it to get your attention?
Absolutely.
Okay. He's earned that right. He's earned that right. I mean, it's exciting to see. I cannot say that it's not.
I agree.
But I don't like the uniforms. I'm a, call me whatever you want to call me. I loved it when I could see every uniform represented.
They're going back to that. So for the Home Run Derby, they'll be wearing the same jersey.
Yeah, but the game. And why did it ever leave?
I don't know.
See, it's just like the Commanders went through that. Why do you ever have to think that you are so innovative? What's wrong with the way it was? Everything new is not better. It's just different, and it's your idea.
When they had it in D.C., they wore their team jerseys.
I love that.
Yeah.
Why do I love it? Well, that's what I grew up on. That's what I grew up on. And then the things that they picked sucked. Maybe if they had picked some stuff that was cool, I'd go for it. It was awful by my standards. And based on my age and experiences, that doesn't mean it's yours.
Well,
I'd like you to holler at me at 1-800-636-1067. Let us know, short sample size. Do you like it the way it was when everybody represented their own uniform? Or do you like it new, now that the young folks have gotten into it with their innovation? I think it's awful.
Well, I'm with you on this one.
I'll go with you.
I'm with you. I back you up.
You say you are, but let's let your people prove it. That's the beauty about what we have. We don't have to wonder. All we got to do is throw it out there, and they will respond. They will respond. And then we'll know for sure. We'll know for our listening group, which is among the highest rated IQ standpoint that we attract ever. You don't believe me? Just wait. When's the big fella coming on? I feel like it's not normal if I don't hear Big L on the air.
He always got an opinion about something.
Oh, absolutely. I love him. I love him because it's WWE, man. He's going to make sure he gets his point across. And that's the sign of youth. Even though you may not be right, a lot of y'all feel if you say it loud enough, it'll change the meaning. It doesn't, but you're convinced that it does. I will be shocked if there's not a people don't have a voice on this one. Now, you know there's a hell of a lot more of us that are old enough to have seen them longer in the uniforms than it is by whoever the fashion designer was that thought it was a good idea to make them look like clowns. And that's what it reminded me of. Clown suits. Colors and stripes. And so I can't even really remember. What's the worst ones they had? Are you American League guy or National League guy?
Oh, man. I think I've slowly switched over to the American League.
Damn, it took you a long time to respond.
Did I know.
You know what,
man,
young people? y'all just, you think it's okay to be on the fence or to wait it out to decide what will put you in the best category of people. You paused. You already knew damn well what I was asking you. But that's the era of social media.
Well, most of the games I watch are the American League at this point.
Okay, next you're going to tell me you're a Yankee fan.
No. I lived in Houston. I'm an Astros fan.
Okay, Strohs. Okay.
Yeah.
Strohs. Man, the Strohs were Dusty. Wow. Hitting machine. I enjoyed watching them because of the way they hit the ball, man. I love teams that are aggressive, to swing the bat, and get after it. And they did. And then all of a sudden, all hell breaks out. And you know how good they are? They've continued to just keep hitting.
Oh, the last decade.
That's my whole point. And I know what they did was not right. I wish I could say that they stuck out like a sore thumb. But we've had so much other cheating and cheaters involved in major sports now that I've just become numb to it.
Oh, tell me about it, Doc.
I'm numb to it that the adults in charge have been average.
The Astros are a perfect example of what the Nats need to do. Draft well and spend money on your players. Re-sign them.
Well, you know, you want to spend another man's money now. They've never lied to you.
No.
And they have spent money. I remember when them boys over shirts, them boys were making big bank. Strauss is making big. What are they spending now? What, about $35 million to two guys that don't play for them or more?
Him and Scherzer?
That don't mean that looks like they spend money to me. They may not have done it the right way. Well, that's their fault.
What about the draft?
But don't say they don't spend money. I've seen them spend a ton of money.
Ted did. Ted spent the
money.
There
you go. There you go. May he rest in peace.
Exactly.
But when you give, that's the second generation deal. The ones born on third and think they hit a triple.
Exactly. There you go.
So here we go. So what they got to do is hire somebody and trust them, which they don't seem to want to do that. So, you know, that's why when I hear the baseball, quote, insider, when you got to deal with Peter Angelos and that stuff with the Masson deal and the year you win it all, the world stops. Hey, man, that's a bad hand you've been dealt. But they still had talent. What kills me, we got personal with this. We should never get personal. Are you winning or losing? That determines whether you should keep your job or not. They've made errors. It's looked like it's and you know Davey knows how to coach and knows how to win, and they all know the whole. They all know what they're doing. Take the personal out of it. Just judging by the record. How long would he have stayed in? Why aren't you winning more? Why are you overrunning bags, missing cutoff men? Fundamentally, don't make it personal. Just look at baseball. Was that operating like a sound machine or a finely tuned operation? What do you say? Okay, I guess that's my answer. No. Could have done a lot better, and they didn't. So who should fall from that? Who should take the credit or the blame if your team is functioning as they're dysfunctional? If you pick the players without being at gunpoint, whose fault is it if they don't pan out? Who takes the blame? I'm wondering what took them so damn long to figure out they got to shake something up. Now, that's something that that's questionable. I thought Rizzo's trades were fantastic. But I'm judging by the team. If he's the guy in charge of the guy who's in charge of the players, if you settle for that, that's unacceptable to me. But that's just me. It is 2:11 in the nation's capital. Hope you're having as much fun as we are, because we got some content, and that is our local teams. I like where the Mystics are going. I like that direction. We started today talking about the Wizards, and I just got to hope for the best, but I'm hoping. Yeah, I'm hoping. And that, we just have to wait and see. I got to go chase Donna Hopkins. This is because I think the worst now, because she's so on point. And make sure that I didn't blow it. But we got Aspen. We got Annapolis. He typed it out like Aspen. Aspen. Is that correct? Is how your name is pronounced?
Not at all. This is double A. Aspen from Annapolis.
Oh, it's double A. That's what, yeah. I thought you said. He's young. He's young. Don't
that's
be
all right.
It was autocorrect. My bad.
It's all good, my friend. You're the real youngest in charge, not that guy Winingham, so don't worry about it.
Got a new one.
You should tell him that. You'd appreciate
Winingham.
It.
I haven't heard that one. Oh, that's good. That's good.
It is Linus Lowell Linoleum Winingham Sr. And, Doc, there's going to actually be some offspring from that man one day, so look out when that happens.
I don't believe that. I don't think... The big fella would allow any child to have to go through that. I don't believe that.
Well, he's making his rounds at Howard University, so it might be sooner than later. But anyways, for me this year, Doc, is two names on the defensive line. Well, it's actually one person, but two names. Johnny Newton. Yep. I need to see this guy come in here and be a game wrecker like he was at Illinois. No more foot injuries.
Oh, he was a beast.
No more foot injuries. No more, you know, he didn't go through training camp or nothing. He's got a year under his belt. I think this defensive line goes as he goes this year, because this is Payne's last year here. He's going to be playing. He's got no more guaranteed money after this year. So we still need, I think, another guy on the end. We'll see what they do. But for me, this team goes as the defensive line goes, and it starts with Johnny Newton. He's got to be that player that they drafted him to be.
Well, I'm with you. I like him. He's quick twitch. He's explosive. And I remember what he did in the Big Ten and the injury. No one controls when they're injured. But I like everything about him, because he is, I want to say he reminds me of, but I wouldn't put that kind of pressure on anybody. But he's quick twitch. He's leveraged to the point where linemen hate him, because he's a little, not undersized, but he's at that point where he has natural leverage out of his stance, and he's strong as a bull. I know why they took him. That was a great pick, but he's got to have his body work with him. But don't sleep on Payne. I'm telling you, Payne is going to be a beast this season.
What I want to see, Doc, is I want to see somebody remind me of Dave Butts. Like, where they never ran up the middle on you guys when Dave Butts was in the middle.
That's, well, you got to have, you know, well, they got bigger. They did get bigger. You got to remember, man, Dave was a monster of a man. You talk about girth. So you got to, and they have done that. They've addressed it this offseason. Now let's find out if they can hang in there like Big Dave did. See, Big Dave, absolutely, you took two. Like I said, it's got to take two to deal with you, or you just average. We have overpaid so much. The last clown show we was running here, they should be. I don't even want to go back to it, but I'm just telling you. Don't judge anything based on what's happened in the past, because that's just malpractice.
So, well, camp is around the corner, so to be continued. But I'm excited for it. I think they've got some good young talent, and I want to see who is going to step up and be that gem that they need to find, especially on defense, at linebacker, defensive end. Because if not, they got to go out and get somebody, at least in my opinion.
We'll see what happens, Affin. Good luck, man. And I hope your intel on Big L is wrong.
Well, he is a time bomb waiting to go off. So hopefully you can keep mentoring him and he will not.
Oh, no. I'm just a fan. I just admired the work from afar. I'm not crazy enough to think that I could solve everything.
Hey, listen, Doc. He's not the youngest in charge. That's the victim in charge, Willingham.
You know, okay? Toby's the youngest in charge. Appreciate you, Affin. Be good. It is 2:16, which means time for us to take a break. Appreciate you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You start thinking about competitive people. One of the most competitive human beings I know covers sports in this town for a living. And she is Donna Hopkins, who's a flat-out killer when it comes to competition. D-Hop, how are you?
Hey, Doc. You know, I'm doing great. You know, just back from L.A. You're stumping grounds on a red eye this morning. So, you know, I was out there working while I was out there, kind of like in the trenches, still finding out what people thought about the Commanders going into 2025. Jaden Daniels got to talk to Howie Long and kind of like pick his brains as far as what he thought about the Commanders, Jaden Daniels. And you know, Rick, I had to pick his brain about the defense coming into 2025.
Well, you teased us long enough. Please share. Big fans of Howie Long. As long as he's not in a game with the Raiders, what did you pick up? I'm sure young Wesley would like to hear this content as well. So Donna Hopkins is going to give us some insight as to what the masses, what the buzz is about the Commanders.
Yeah, the thing about, you know, Howie, the first thing came up was Jaden Daniels. Going into his second year, you know, everybody talks about the second-year quarterback, C.J. Strome from the Texans. You know, he had a few hiccups his second year, but Howie doesn't see as far as Jaden Daniels having those. He said this kid is something special, and we talked about him buffing up. He definitely doesn't want to see Jaden run as much as he did last year. Same thing, you know, Tony always talking about the quarterback. You don't want him to run, getting hurt and all of those things. But looking at Jaden Daniels, Howie said that he has everything that you want in a quarterback, just the smart. He's on a different level, right up there with the Patrick Mahomes and all of that. And, you know, and this is his second year, but he says that he sees him not missing a beat coming in. And just the fact that they kept Kingsbury in place, that's going to help also. And just the offense in general. And then, well, you know, I'm always let's go over to the defensive side of the ball and talk about them. And I was saying to him that, you know, you look at what Washington did last year and they still didn't have that pass rusher. And he thinks that that is what's missing on defense still, is that guy that can get to the quarterback. But he said that going into the second year with the Commanders, they're one of the teams in the conversation to talk about. We've talked about the NFC East as far as the Eagles, the Cowboys, you know, with Dak coming back off the injury, as far as Russell Wilson up in with the Giants. He doesn't foresee him really probably being that quarterback of the future for the Giants. And then, of course, he said the Philadelphia Eagles is the team to measure yourself by, because he said they are the real deal. They just got better this year with their free agency as far as what they did with the draft. But he thinks the Commanders could be right there in the conversation with the Eagles. So I like what he had to say about just Jayden Daniels. But more so, I told him he was laughing at me, Doc, when I told him, yeah, but they weren't able to stop the run last year. And that's something he said, Don, I knew you were going to say that. But again, you know, the focus on the defensive side still going into camp is that pass rusher.
To me, it doesn't have to be on the edge. It can be the interior. And that's why I put my money on Payne, because I've seen him do it. I know he needs help, but the last time he was due some cash, he became Gorilla Monsoon.
Yeah, he produced.
Damn right. And I believe now you're going to see that again, but he can't do it alone. It's about very few guys. I mean, there are some, but they're generational. They can do this all alone. You need some help. And the whole line, and more importantly, and this is where I had a good chat with our dear friend Tony McGee, Mac the Sack could get upfield as good as anybody's ever played this game. But he also knew he had to deal with the run. So we can't have our guys running out of plays. They got to set that edge. And that's what I think we're going to see marked improvement on this season, and it couldn't come at a better time.
Yeah, Doc, I think that De'Ron Payne, and sticking with him right now, people are going to be surprised about his production this year. I watched him a little bit, and you couldn't tell much in the OTAs leading up to camp, but you could kind of like see that De'Ron Payne had slimmed down a little bit, and I'm taking it from the coaches. I can only take it from what they're seeing, what they're saying, and what my eyes are seeing is that they like the De'Ron Payne that's coming in to the season this year. They said about as far as his work ethics, as far as his footwork, just his overall play right now, they're seeing a difference in that. That's coming from the defensive coaches. That's coming from Coach Quinn. And these are defensive-minded people, Coach Witt and all of those guys. And what I'm seeing of De'Ron Payne, when I saw him out there earlier, I was like, whoa, man, he looks a little different. And I'm like you, Doc, when his contract year was coming up on him, you saw a different De'Ron Payne. But I think that you're going to see even a better De'Ron Payne of what you've seen over the years in him. I think this is going to be his best year yet. And people are forgetting that the Commanders signed some key guys through free agency that should be able to help boost that defense a little bit. And then in the secondary, you've gotten better. So to me, they're better this year coming into 2025. But, Doc, as we always say, it's only on paper. You've got to stay healthy, and it's what you do. And I'm looking forward to the Ravens in a squad scrimmage, and then yep. up there with the Patriots also, that I'll yep. be up there checking that out. So you got two early measuring sticks to be able to see really where this team is.
You're smart, and I appreciate that. Don't take the Patriots light, because they run by a guy that don't play around. And I remember early Titans, this dude is a beast, and his troops will follow him. Donna, we appreciate you dropping this knowledge on us. We got to go to a break. You enjoy yourself, enjoy the sunshine, and can't wait to do this again early next week.
Definitely. Y'all have a good one.
Donna, thank you. Donna Hopkins. Skeletos on the ground getting the job done. Talking tackle football right here on Overtime. And Donna's courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. They've been on a monster roll today. Thank you, Rude. We'll be back.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How lucky are we that Donna Hopkins on vacation kept her work cap on? So you can do more than one thing at a time. She was out there getting the California groove on, but she's working. And to get with Howie Long, who was an absolute terror as a player, he reminds me of Parsons as a defensive tackle. Just relentless. Howie had a motor, and the Raiders were the Raiders then, and we found that out firsthand. But she's working. And that's why Tony McGee's Pro Football Plus, for information, it's a must. Toothpick know what I'm talking about. I mean, I love that. What'd you learn from that, youngster?
Well, I'm glad to hear what you said about JD5, that he won't have the season that Stroud had down in Houston. And I'm curious, is that because of his physical ability or more of his demeanor?
I think demeanor and mental.
Yes, I agree. That's exactly what I thought.
They work hand in hand. Let me tell you what. Terry Bradshaw, and I played against Terry, and he was considered a buffoon, but he was a freakish athlete. First of all, he's not a buffoon because he has to make too many snap second decisions. Terry had a gun. Terry's a competitor. And that's when the Steelers were for real, a machine. Now they resemble Big Tony, which we know, and that makes us all laugh. And by the way, I'm going to send you some photos of what he's doing today. Of all the things I say about Big Tony, the one thing that you don't ever hear me joke on him is when that boy is barbecuing. He's a flat-out beast. I'll send you some photos.
Please do.
But I'm glad you got some from that. So the MGM National Listening Line, thank you for today. And, of course, the Rude Guest Hotline. Our people have been rolling. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Who we have on the hot seat?
He's on. Bruce from Vienna?
Bruce.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Bruce. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I was hearing the conversation about the uniforms.
Yes.
So, yes. And I heard that
on another show, right?
No.
I've always had many conversations about, previously when you guys were talking today.
Yeah, okay.
And
It is a topic going back old school and honoring those that actually won championships before you.
Yeah, no, of course. I always, as a kid growing up, I wanted, you know, I love that. I grew up loving baseball as a St. Louis Cardinals baseball and football fan.
Me too. And, Bob Bullitt, Bob. That's what got me in 1967. In 1968, my mom let me stay home from school to watch him pitch game one against Boston.
I wasn't that lucky, but we listened to him. We'd sneak away and listen to him on the radio, 67 and 68.
Amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, they lost. They won 67 and lost in 68. So it was a disappointing time as a kid for that.
Yeah.
But what I heard you talking about is I just remember I love watching my player who I voted for running out in their uniform, and that's what I look for. And I do think it's hilarious to look at at the uniforms now and the designs. And it really does, I think it takes away from the game. They're not wearing their hat. I want to see a St. Louis or a Washington Nationals hat on these guys and their uniforms when they go out on the field. So,
oh, you're absolutely right. And we've had so much uniform talk. We're talking baseball. I'm with you 100%.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were – I mean, that's what – it's baseball uniforms. You guys were talking about that
previously. Oh, yeah. We've been jumping all over the place, but you're right. Baseball to me, and I know every team is represented, so I knew that you would get a chance. For me, growing up a Dodger fan, there was always going to be that blue and white there no matter what. Obviously, they had more than a number of players in it, but that made it special. And I just think that, and dealing with the young lad that's on the end of the phone with us, who's 22, they like some of these colorful designs. They came out one that just, I just couldn't deal with it. But again, I'm closer to 100 than I'd like to admit. So I thought maybe it's just a generational thing. So I'm really comforted to hear that another adult agrees with me.
No, absolutely. Because that's who I voted for, and I want to see him when they run out. I was a big Bob Gibson guy, Lou Brock, all those guys.
Two birds on a bat, man. Al Kokin is a Cardinal guy too, as you well know. And if you didn't know, you know now. Kokin and the Cardinals. The rivalries are what make this all work, especially, you know, with Friendly. Now that everybody's putting money on everything, I can't imagine how it goes. I'm glad that I wasn't a part of that generation, because I'd have probably lost my mind. Because the thing about it, why I don't kid about wagering, is because the addictive side of it is no joke. It's like alcohol, drugs, and anything else. So I don't play with that. I think it has enhanced the games all the way in the crowds, and I'm not mad at it. I understand it. Nobody's forcing you to do anything. Unfortunately, most people suck at it, and they just never admit it. And then the families are bruised as a result of it. Hopefully, that won't be the case. And then it's a blast to just have recreational entertainment. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the casinos will always find a way to stay ahead, so that's all it is. And I won't keep you on the phone. I'm not mad at them.
I've loaded them slot machines up enough, but I get it.
Doc.
But I'm so glad that that I'm not controlled by it. I use it for entertainment when I feel like it.
Doc. Yeah, one more thing, and while I was waiting in line, I was scrambling to look up. I grew up a St. Louis Cardinal football fan, Jim Hart fan.
And
I ran through that real quick, and I saw you guys played together 1 year, I believe, in D.C. He was there. He played a couple games.
Yep. And that was so weird, seeing somebody that you've watched from afar. What a stud. This dude, he was something. The Cardinals, man, they were always a hard out. It was never, ever easy. Never easy.
Well, I don't remember him going to D.C. I just remember when they left, and he was gone when they left. But
yeah,
he went there for a season, and I live here in D.C., so it's nice to see that he. Although always a memory as a St. Louis Cardinal. That's just bottom line. So,
you know, young Wes is trying to nudge his way onto this call. Yeah. I wonder why.
Oh, because you're talking to the guy that made me a Buckeye. That's why.
This is Papa Bear.
It sure is.
Yeah, it is.
I'll tell you what, sir. I told him he had to get out of the house and that he got to go out, and he's going to do it. But, Mr. Clark, you have you got a lot to be proud of, because, number one, he's employed. And that's the best thing about it. He's employed, and he's not sitting on your couch eating your food and burning up your cable bill. So that's a lot for you to be proud of, a recent graduate and a good dude. And it's an honor to have you on the phone with us, and I appreciate that.
I guarantee you,
I'm not going to do anything but make him better.
All right. No, and he loves it. He loves working with you, and we talk about it all the time. So it's great, and I just wanted to call in and surprise him a little bit. So
well, that's good stuff. I appreciate that.
Good topics, because I was shocked. I'm not shocked, but I saw that you played with Jim Hart, and I like grew up with him, number 17.
Oh yeah.
In my memory, it's stuck in my head. So
will do it. Yeah. Living long as I've lived, that's one of the byproducts of it. You end up covering a lot of people and a lot of ground, and that's going to be fun. Mr. Clark, I got to go to break, or your son's going to be awful angry at me.
I was about to say,
right,
I
thank
break,
you.
Guys.
Yeah, thank
appreciate
you,
you, man.
Right.
God bless
right,
you.
Bye.
I'll tell you thank what, you. Folks, you never know what you know or who you know until you do. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We can continue to light it up. 1-800-636-1067. Big Tony, wherever you are, please don't call in. We'll be back. In the nation's capital. Been some rock and roll fun today thus far, and we still got enough time to get a lot of you involved, and let's do this thing big time, barbecue style. And let's start off with one of the original canines, Jonesy.
What's going on, Keeper of the Canines? Been listening to you all day, been trying to get in half the time, but hey, I finally made it. Listen, yeah, I was listening to you earlier about, one, the New York Giants and what we got to fix on our defensive line to get after that quarterback, because they got a quarterback over there that we lost to the last time I saw him, but he was a stiller, one of the Big Tony's guys on the team. But I'm looking at the New York Giants. We've always had problems with them when we were good and when they were bad, or when they were bad and we were good. But it doesn't matter. The New York Giants has always been a problem, you know. But I miss you being out there, because you were one of the ones that would tell us about some of our surprise nuggets that, you know, Athens and, you know, we're talking about in Annapolis, Double A. Shout out to him. But I'm concerned about, you know, just trying to get after that New York Giants and getting that first game. That's always been a problem. They've always somewhere surfaced around the top, somewhere around the beginning of the year. Hopefully we get a handle on them, put them away, and pretty much, you know, get things going in the direction we want to go. JD5's going to be fine. Can we keep them clean? That's the question. But I feel like we're in cusp on a couple on a great season. We may not go 12-5, but I guarantee we'll be back in the double-digit wins again and back in the playoffs, and hopefully we can go all the way this go-around. That's all I got, Doc.
All right, K-9. We've got a new one that's coming to the flock. And so, G-Wolf, we got a good initiation plan. Just pulling your coat right now. We got a new K-9 coming in. Appreciate you, dude. Let's now go to Chuck Crawfield.
Hey, 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 Doc.
Chuck, what's up?
What's going on, brother? You know, it's always a good thing to talk to my older brother, of course, and you know, also one of my favorite celebrities of all time, Doc.
I don't know who the hell that is.
You don't know that? Hey, Doc, it's always a great time, man. It was always a great time, man. We had that great time up in Maryland, man, with the convention, of course. But Doc, so I want to just say a few things real quick.
Oh, we talking about Park and Rex?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Great people, because they work with our young people. Most of these young kids came through Park and Recreation, and that's why it means so much to me, and I applaud you for your consistency in working with it. And it's not glamorous, but it's a necessity that they give their time to keep these young people encouraged and keep them motivated so they don't mess around and do something bad.
I appreciate it, Doc, for real. I mean, you know, you already know that. You know what we text about, so that's what I'm all about for sure. You know, and you as well. Doc, just real quick, I want to make a point. So this may sound crazy, but I want your opinion, of course, and your knowledge. Does the fact of John Allen not being there, does that enhance Payne's ability, make him the leader that he is, and put even more of a dog in him? Or does that regress him? Number two, as far as number five, I just think who he is as a person, once again, his demeanor, his calmness, his work ethic, and the fact that we have competent people in the front office who are leading this franchise now. And, you know, it's not always about just putting asses in the seats and so forth and so forth. I understand the business aspect of it, but at the same time, you want to put a good product out in the field and win. And the last thing, Doc, I want to say, I know you grew up a Dodgers fan. I grew up a Yankees fan, and I'm tired of y'all kicking our ass, Doc.
Well, get ready, because right now both of us need to check ourselves. Hey, Chuck, good hearing from you, dog. Keep me in touch, yes, man, sir, with the ninth graders and what's going on out there. I'm up against a hard out, my brother. Number love for you. Stay strong. And that's a good man. And we need good people. You know, look, this is personal with us because we represent the DMV. And we want to get back to where we've been. And where we've been, not everybody has been there. So that's why this is so important. Tell a friend, spread the word. You know, you no longer have to hide your face in public. You can wear your colors. And it looks like for a lot of us, the old school look is coming back for one more time. Of course, I wish it was the only look, but I don't have that kind of clout. Not yet. But I'm so thrilled because it really was an emptiness looking at some team that I couldn't relate to. Now I will be able to relate to them because that's who I am. It's what we were. And I'm just thrilled that the Harris Group took the time and made it a priority and understood the importance of it. I'm not hating young designers or nothing like that. But we done already done this thing. So we got to move on from my brothers at on 980. And then we'll be back to continue to do what we do. And that's get it done canine style. And my young fella right here, Wesley. Growing up, I just sent you a selfie.
Yeah,
check
got,
it out, Wes.
All right, we got five
as we seconds. Say goodbye to the 980 audience, and let's keep moving forward. Boy, I sure hope I get to hear bang, zoom today in large volume. Because I need a curly W victory. I need a victory in the very first way. And I just, it's possible. It's all possible. Especially when you have the big banger in your lineup. Of the big four, what's your least favorite sport?
So, that's soccer, football, baseball, basketball.
Any four you want to pick?
Because I know, well, I mean, some people who are hockey fans consider that to be in the Big Four. That's what I was asking.
Oh, you don't think hockey's in the Big Four?
Well, I was wondering, do you go soccer or hockey, like, in the Big Four?
Well, I think you go hockey.
Okay, then we can do that. The Big Four, probably hockey. I'll watch the least, although I'd rather go to a hockey game than a soccer game. Or I'd rather go, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey. And I'd rather go to a professional hockey game than an NBA game.
And I can understand that because if you're – especially if you have the Kevin Sheehan section, which is right behind the netminder or on the glass, it's hard to beat that. Just from exactly. a sporting standpoint, it is hard to beat the sheer excitement of a hockey – Matt, live, if your team is playing and you got the right seats, to me, it's better than floor seats for hoops.
Yeah. And also the sounds of hockey.
Right. Right.
It's awesome.
Right. And see, floor seats for hoops, you just got to be. You really just have to be on cue too much. A ball can knock you unconscious. A body can throw over to you and break your neck. I like the glass. You ain't got to worry about that. NBA, that's insane. You got to be way too focused when you're sitting there. A ball could hit you in the head and knock you out, break your nose. One of these players diving over, they can have that. They can have that. In baseball, without the net, you'd never see me close. That ain't happening. So there's the danger factor in there, but I know a lot of people, they love that. Not the kid. But there's something about the corporate, the sweet environment for a big game that is kind of cool as long as everybody in the suite likes the game. Some of them are just there to show off the outfit. I can't stand that crowd. But if the crowd is into the sport and is really into the action, that's kind of a cool environment as well.
I agree. And I'm also, if you, the difference between the Capitals and the Wizards, if you're growing up in this area.
Oh, well, my God. Unless you got Gil. Did you catch any of the Gil time?
No.
Gilbert Arenas?
I did not.
Oh, my God. Woo-hoo, Gil. It was fantastic.
I saw a few games at RFK Stadium for baseball, but only.
Yeah, that's where I bought seasons for. The lure of RFK, for me, it was intoxicating. I just couldn't believe it and couldn't wait for it. And then Frank Robinson, it was just overwhelming. Loved it. Loved the place and need a new, that's why I'm all for new stadium for football. I mean, Nats Park City deserves a lot of credit for that. And it, again, in the midst of having to deal with the massive mess. And being at these games, man, it's intoxicating. Especially when you have been on the other side of it. If you've been in the field, on the court, on the ice, and then you're on the other side cheering for it. It gives you an appreciation for it. It's kind of dear, different and weird. But that's why I constantly keep beating the drum. For all the people, because I've been in that airport, come off a plane at 4 a.m. and seen masses of people with their lights on waiting on the team to arrive. Who does that? A ton of people in the DMV have done that. And I'm not going to do it, but I'm telling you that if we had some way of just call in and say, you've been at the airport past 3 a.m. I guarantee you they do it if they're still alive. Again, it's been a minute. We've been terrible for close to 30 years. So if those people were in their 50s, 40s, late 40s or whatever, we'd be playing Russian roulette with whether or not they can call in. That's how bad it's been, how long it's been. So you haven't had the experience of that long.
No.
No, you haven't. You know.
I got.
That's why, Big L, that's why I understand Big L. Because he's at the age that where all of his junior high and high school, he was mocked. If you were wearing burgundy, you were mocked. And he ain't alone. But it's that age group that I am sensitive to. Because it was just a clown show. Even when I go back on it and think about it, I get pissed off. That a man would hire a man who had never done a job before and turn over this jewel of a franchise and make him a general manager. Or hire a guy who's never done anything but one thing and put him in charge of everything. And he didn't do the one thing well. Who even thinks about being that? Who's that damn ignorant? And it happened. If you tell people you think you make, they think you're making it up. It's the truth. Who would hire people and make the least experienced coach on your staff coach of the DBs? Who does that? Happen here. Happen here. I hate to bring up the ugly past, but you started this. I'm saying that there are a lot of people that have a lot of sweat equity into the tradition of burgundy and gold football. And I just want to see them not be disrespected. And for every guy that ever played here to at least not be treated like trash. And to be honored for the contributions that every guy that has ever played here has done that. We have time to get to JC?
Yeah, we got him.
All right, JC.
How you doing, buddy?
Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, I just want to give a shout-out to one of your old friends. This guy was always close to me. He took care of me. Clarence Vaughn, number 31.
Hard-hitting CB. I'm going to tell you what. The boy was like a jackhammer. He hit you just like you got hit by a jackhammer. No, believe it or not. No, Clarence can do it all. Clarence is a hell of an athlete. And
he could run faster than me. But
a high IQ guy who I'm pulling for because I've always told him he's holding talent hostage. Super talented guy.
He was so good. And, you know, in the Super Bowl in 87, he intercepted Elway.
Yep.
And Alvin Walton took that away from him. What that late hit.
Dirty Al.
But
that's the guy I miss. I get the pleasure of seeing Clarence at a lot of alumni events. And he's taking on a new position now in the PA, and I'm really proud of him.
He's doing a great job.
I miss Dirty Al. Alvin Walton, man, you talking about. There's so many really good players that timing just missed it by a second or two or did get involved in it. And they're true champions. And the way they played and worked is second to none because Gibbs wasn't having it but no other way.
He wouldn't be able to play today, though. That's the whole thing.
Wouldn't?
Like Alvin Walton, like the way he
played. Would. He'd adjust. Well, he'd have to adjust or he'd be broke.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's like when they took away, when they added the three-point stripe, remember when they took the dunk away? They've changed rules throughout my lifetime that are just bizarre. Just imagine Kareem Abdul-Jabbar couldn't dunk.
Yep, I know.
I mean, just think about it. Think about the jackass that came up with that because he was trying to save his own alma mater's ass. It's all political.
Do you know I hung out with you guys and Reggie Branch? Do you remember Reggie Branch, how he hit?
Do I remember him? Brick?
He would never be able to do that today.
Reggie Branch is borderline insane. He'd run through a brick wall. And he said, and Wedge Buster, he said it. No, our special teams people here, ask Brian Mitchell. You want to get him emotional. Get him talking about his people. Could B. Mitch, I'm going to tell you what, him and Mike Nelms, they got protected better than a lot of people in the White House get protection. That's how valuable they were to the team's success. And Brian, and then they always give these brothers credit because they know how hard it was. You're talking about doing the dirty work. Talk to World Grant one day about what he did for a living. And not only was he hell busting up plays as a DT, ask him about being in that wedge. Thank God they changed the game because you're talking about insane what that was. Try getting knocked out from over a quarter trying to bust a wedge. Dude, there's some things that was rather crazy, but this evolution. Times move on. Just think, they used to make people wear wetsuits. Football guys used to do it.
Well, I just want to give out a shout out to Clarence Vaughn. I mean, that guy, he was a godsend to me, and I just wanted to say hi to him. And he was a good guy.
Let me give you a crazy notion.
All right.
Won't you try calling him or texting him?
No, I did.
Okay, good.
I know where he's at. He's a good man. But
I'm getting screamed at. I got to hustle. But try calling him direct
next
time.
God bless you guys. Hey, God bless.
I'm
going to
give you that. All right, good deal. This is the nation's capital, man. Overtime. 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, Wesley pushing all the right buttons. Going to break, we'll come back. Let's not waste this last segment because it'll be the last we get for a minute. Stay with us. Welcome back, DOC and Young Wesley.
That was some sort of mix on your intro song.
Yeah, well, that's Biggie. Yeah, that's where we come out, man. That's the cry. I'm thinking about the Dodgers. Speaking of negative, Ohtani on the bump as they try to snap a. You know how many games they lost in a row?
I know it was at least seven. Yeah,
seven. Yeah, that's kind of hard to do when you have that kind of money invested in your team.
It's brutal.
And you lose seven in a row, but their pitching staff is depleted. They go through arms like most high fashion models go through shoes, and yet there's no panic. No panic. And, wow. Swiatek wins the Wimbledon, her sixth Grand Slam title. That's balling out.
Seriously.
I mean, that's not playing and taking the craft real serious. You know, when it comes to the W, which we haven't spent a whole bunch of time on today, but it's not because we don't care. So impressed with how the league is growing and it's going to continue to expand. And you know, one of the greatest things that have happened this year is that the Fever have continued to win with Caitlin Clark out.
That was the goal for them. She's had a few injuries, but the fact that they're winning, I mean, that's to the coach is just like, thank goodness.
And if, you know, when you change coaching staffs to show. Now, I know Papa Bears take it tough and they get beat up a lot on sports formats. But that is quite a tribute. But for the rest of us, and I'm not mad at the young kids. Now, some of this technology is mind-boggling. Sometimes I'll put myself back into where I'm with my kid. I wonder, what would I be like if I had this technology at my fingertips? And because I got so hooked on Tron, it could happen. I could see it. Because it's so much fun to compete against, especially when these young people now be competing and playing against other people somewhere in the country. I walked into one of the kids one and said, well, who are you playing? What do you do? Who are you dealing with? Oh, somebody's in Wisconsin, and they're playing in a challenge match. I said, what? And I said, yeah. What would that have like been in my generation? That would have been crazily. It would have been insane. It's 325 here in the nation's capital, and it's been fun. You know, they say time flies when you're having fun. This is not felt. May have felt like with you, but it's not felt this way to me. And I've not heard from Little, which is surprising. And maybe I'm doing something wrong on this, but is Little on the line?
There he is.
Well, there's a shout out to the young man, Wes. Hey, Doc, I want to give a couple of shout-outs. First, I want to say shout-out to my grandson, man. They had pitcher day today at Glen Burnie Senior High. Devon Timo.
Oh, congratulations.
He's just a junior. Yeah, he's just a junior, three-star junior. They had a lot of people out there, too. Well, a couple of cars. I know I saw some people from Pittsburgh and Notre Dame. Those who've been looking at him. He's defensive tackle. Bad boy, Doc. Devon Timo.
Oh, so he's the next Linnell Willingham.
Nah, I ain't saying all that. I'm thinking my grandson. You know, let me share something with you, Doc. I'm going to get off the line. because it goes back in my family. You know, my father, cousins. Well, my father actually played a spin gun, left-handed quarterback, and was drafted by the coach and got beat out by the running back, Norm Bulos, because they tried to make him a running back. But he went to J.C. Smith. Got a lot of records as a left-handed quarterback when he left spin gun. He's 20 years apart. Then came me, coming out of Blue, senior high. I had a lot of, you know, I Parade magazine, All magazine, a couple of years. That's just the issue, because I never did nothing with it. But now my grandson, got big
now,
hopes for
now, hold on 1 second. So if Wes goes and does a fact check,
you
will be in Parade magazine. What year?
I made Parade magazine 1980, from 1979 to 84. Not 80, because I played my senior year. Parade magazine, they stopped. It used to come out every Sunday.
Oh, you're talking about, I lived in the Parade magazine era. So we're going to fact check you. Now, Wes is going to look this out a little.
I already started.
Blue senior high, I played safety. I wore number 27 because I hit like Ken Houston back in the day. They called
me. Oh, I love you. Look.
Let me say, I'm going to get off the line. Hey, Doc, look. Your young boy, Big G, G from the shop, is over Pope. All them younger than me. But Pope and them know I play. I come out of Blue. That's all you got to do is say good game. CG, that's all.
We're going to check it out. We'll check it out. And you know I'm on Monday. I'm in for Hoffman all week. So don't leave town now, Little. Don't leave town.
I'm going to say one thing. I ain't going to leave town. I'm going to say one thing. I'm going to get off the line. Shout out to the Divas. But one thing I'm going to say is I'm going to piggyback off of Double A. Now, Dave Buss was a bad boy. Mm-hmm. But he had World Grant beside him on Double A.
Absolutely.
See, Don Brew and Pettibone knew how to platoon their players. I remember. Man went down, and then the guy coming, Lieberstein, came in.
Yeah, Todd Lieberstein.
Yes,
taught a lot out in Herndon.
A lot of these people calling.
He's a teacher. No, you don't. No, Little. I know you legit.
I
just have to keep you to that standard.
But I hear him calling it. Damn, man, come on. They adopted the Redskins, man. You gotta be born with a team when you know when you call these players out, man.
No question. No. You legit. You legit. But I'm going to tell you this week. You know, tomorrow 4 to 7. Well, Monday 4 to 7. We'll have some fun with you, Little. Don't hide now, Little. Don't change your number.
Big Tony. You're having the rally down at the Willow Hotel, sponsoring refreshments and everything. The whole block will be blocked off the 14th before the decision date. The rally for the stadium. So show up, man. I'm going to give you one of these old man handshakes, Big Tony. That's all you got to do is mention good games. Doc, they knew what they talking about.
All right, good deal.
Hey, Doc, you know
shout
what?
Out to the DC United. Got to run. And you know, the thing about it is Scott Jackson, my partner in crime, Divas, man, pulling for him big time. It's to be in championship contention. Have you ever seen the DC Divas play football, Wes?
No, I have not.
Shame on you.
Oh, come on.
You're too good at this to have let in a league and a team with this type of heritage, championship pedigree, Hall of Famers, and you haven't participated.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How can I fix it?
Well, hopefully they win. And we get a home game.
Ah.
You know.
Then I'll go to it. Will you be there? Yeah.
Scott Jackson and I are on the call.
Oh. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give you a little wave.
Yeah. Well, that's if we let you in. We might have to drug test you. Alcohol test you. No, we're very stringent. No, I'm just kidding. It's fun, though. We got to do everything we can to support the DC Divas. And this is the first week that, because they're on the road. And we haven't, but we had some presence the past couple of weeks. And we'll see what happens. But I appreciate Little. I like to ride him like secretary. But he's good people, man. He's real. And the historical perspective of this area is awesome. It is awesome. Before you know it, it's going to be... .335 in the nation's capital, DOC, and Brother Wes kicking it here We started off as we always start with Wes, and that is Buckeyes and Wolverine talk. And we settled through that. And then, for the most part, Brother Naki blessed us with knowledge again. D-Hop, Donna Hopkins, another big blessing that we got. So it was great. The way the show ended with Little is classic Little. He's a classic. I can't wait. But if any of you find anything that doesn't match up, please don't hesitate to ring that bell. 1-800-636-1067. Curly W's, it's you know, I just, all I can do is hope. What's your gut tell you tonight, Wes, about the Nats?
Tonight? I say they get the win. Brandon Woodruff is on the mound for the Brewers. He's got a 1.5 ERA. I mean, he's only pitched 6 innings. But I'd say they can get it done.
Yeah, but every one of his games wasn't against the Nationals. I say that, not to be a jackass, but it's just the truth. Whenever people start spitting out stats and it's not about this team, he didn't go against that guy. So I don't know if it's sending you a trail in the right direction or not, but everybody says it like it's supposed to be.
Yes.
Biblical.
Yes. I mean, when you look at the lineup, C.J. Abrams, James Wood, Josh Bell has been playing a little better.
That should be frightening.
Right. It should be.
Should be. Yeah.
James Wood, should one be. Hit away from 100 on the season. So hopefully he can get that tonight.
Yeah, it's the strike zone. The mere talk about automation, and we haven't discussed this together yet, about the robots calling pitches or the umpire. Obviously, at my age, I'm for the umpire. It doesn't necessarily mean at your age that you're for the robot, but I got to ask the question. What say you?
For the robot umpires?
Yeah.
You know, I think they have to do it. For the longest time, I didn't. I liked the original baseball, just straight baseball having the umpires. But if they can keep the umpires out there and just have the automated system, and then I'm good with that. But, I mean, sometimes I watch these games, and umpires are actually dictating who wins, and that's just not how it should be.
Get rid of them.
Get rid of them. As a whole?
No, get rid. See, the problem with this, the way I see it, the canine community, you want your friends to have these jobs, and they're not good at their job. It ain't open to everybody. It never has been, and it never probably will be. The problem with most functions around sports is that the people in the positions aren't talented enough to be in the positions, but they are friends with people in high power. That's a major problem that many people don't want to touch it. But the truth of the matter is, instead of opening it up so everybody has a chance, you get a more athletic group of people, but you don't know them. They're not from your neighborhood, so you don't select them. So you put these bums in these positions, and they do a rotten job, and it affects the people that have dedicated their lives to becoming champions. So, don't bring it up if you don't want the truth. That's all I'm saying, because you know who you're dealing with and why. Good luck today. Hope the Curly W's get the job done.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.